Do you feel like you're very adamant that your children have to have your last name?
Yeah, that wouldn't even be a question. I didn't even know you could argue that.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Honestly, I ain't even gonna hold you. I was like, like y'all having this conversation. I'm like,
hey, spoken like a brother, not in a relationship. Hey. You gonna learn.
Nah. I don't even like. Nah, I can't even say it.
I wouldn't mind doing like her last name and my last name together. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. She building her new legacy on her last name, and then I still got my legacy with my last name. You know, it started from Pops to my brother to me to whoever else, and you know, we want to keep that going.
Well, you better make it Beckham.
All right, it's a new year, new vibe, and new season of BET's For The Fellas. I'm your host, Brian McIntosh, and since it's our second season, it's only right we talk about new beginnings. Joining me on the couch, I have the perfect guys to do that. First up, we got someone who, love him or hate him, has had us all singing his runs and ad-libs nonstop for the past decade. He's a platinum recording artist, actor, father, and he just dropped his new album called Baby Making out everywhere now. The self-proclaimed king of R&B, the one and only, Jacquees.
Yes, sir.
My guy. We appreciate you being here, black man. We appreciate it.
And thank you for having me, bro.
Absolutely. Next up, we got someone who's not just a household name in Hollywood. He's a rising legend in the culture. From breakout roles on Grown-ish, All-American, BMF, he owns the big screen and is making waves. He's an actor, artist, activist. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, Da Vinci.
We
appreciate you being here, bro. Absolutely. Now, our last guest is a definition of new beginnings. New love, new platforms, and going to new heights. His older brother is known for the greatest catch ever on the football field. However, this Beckham might just have the greatest catch ever in life. He's a model, influencer, and the winner of Love Island Season 6, our guy, Cordell Beckham.
Appreciate you, bro.
My God, man. We appreciate y'all being here, man. You're having a great year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Absolutely, man. So we're going to talk about all here for the fellas, man. We're going to talk about love, mental health, you name it. But first, I got to dive into these new beginnings. Obviously, 2024 was a big year for all of us. You guys have been busy doing a lot of things, so I'm curious. I'm going to come to you first, Da Vinci. What was your biggest accomplishment in 2024?
I've been learning to understand myself. I think, you know, to understand yourself in a space that only a few men will ever have the ability to walk, you know, and there's no rule book in this entertainment space. So I think, you know, I'm proud of my accomplishments of how I've been able to learn myself within this weird space that I'm operating in.
Absolutely, man. I feel that. I love that. Cordell, what about you?
Man, you know, just like getting on the show, finding love, making my dreams come true. I achieved like one of my goals that I always wanted to do, which was be sponsored by Cheez-It.
So, that's hard.
Yeah, so like I be doing a lot of stuff with them. And like on the 31st, I'm hosting the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl for college football. So, you know, and it's just the beginning, you know, and I'm ready to take it to the next level, but.
I love that, man.
It's crazy.
And we were talking behind the camera, bro, and like you sat down, you was like, man, I've been waiting for this. Like, I've always wanted to do something like this.
Yeah.
So what does it feel, man, to be sitting here amongst some greats, man, and now, you know, you consider one of those?
Shit, it's a little, it don't even feel real. I ain't gonna lie.
It's hard.
It's crazy. Like, you go from watching it to being in that position, and like, I always had that thought that I'd be in there, but not this early. And I'm not mad at it. Shoot, you know, the earlier the better. You know, now I can get into it way more, you know, now that I'm starting early. So it's just crazy. It don't even feel real.
Nah, man. I love that
it's
for
a blessing.
You, man. You got a lot of great things coming up, man. I look forward to seeing what 2025 has for you, man. Now, Jacquees, man, you had a busy year, brother. You've been making music, got a baby making album, you was making babies, you know what I'm saying? So I'm curious, man, how is Snow Jacquees Sanders Broadnax doing?
Man. That boy got a long name. Dude.
Hey, hell of a name, black man, but we love it. We love it.
He doing good, man. He just turned 4 months. You know, I feel great about that. Snow definitely is my biggest accomplishment this year.
Mm.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I just love him, bro. We just flew down here today. You know, we jumped on a flight. My mama say, man, he be rolling. You know what I'm saying? And when I be talking to him in the morning, I'm like, man, I see you, dog. I see you. He get right in mode. So I'm just happy that I got, like, my road dog with me, you know, so he doing great.
I got a 7-year-old, man, and, like, you know, he means the world to me. I know you got your son tatted on you, man, so I know what he means to you, but I'm curious, what do you want to mean to your son? And what I mean by that is, for me, man, I think for me, I just want to be a model of just excellence for my child. I want him to grow up and understand what a real man is.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to also grow up and understand that he can be anything he wants to be and rise to expectations, you know? So I'm curious for you, what do you want to mean to your son?
Man, I want to mean everything to my son also, you know what I'm saying? It's like, my mom meant everything to me, you know what I'm saying? Still do mean everything to me. I love my daddy too, of course. What up, Pop? But yeah, I just want my son to know like how much I really love him first. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna teach him by God. I want him to know like how to be a stand-up guy. You know, I'm gonna teach him by family. You know what I'm saying? Like family is very important. Like I wanna make sure he's educated, you know what I'm saying? I want him to know like how to be a stand-up guy, how to have respect, you know what I'm saying? Let him know like respect ain't nothing you could buy. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have that, you know what I mean? And I wanna teach him about like, you know, how to just be a dreamer, you know what I'm saying? How to not limit himself. You know, how to make his thoughts become reality. You know, I'm gonna show him how to do that. Like how to paint a picture and make it reality. But number one, I'm gonna teach him how to love his mama, you know what I'm saying? Love his grandmamas, his cousins, everybody. Like I said, just family, and teach him just how to be a stand-up guy.
Nah, I love that, man. I love that. Do you guys want kids?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Y'all boys ain't got no kids?
I ain't got no kids yet, man. I'm only 22, but you
oh, damn, well, you're young.
Well, you said absolutely, like, that's on the list for 2025, brother.
Not 2025, but, like, you know, a little further on in the line, you know, and everything's situated.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Everything got to get situated. You know, I got to take care of myself first before I be able to, you know, take care of another human being, mm-hmm. a child, you feel what I'm saying? Because I'm at the end of the day, I might be a grown man, but in a way, I'm still a child myself, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, still got responsibilities I got to take care of. So I want to make sure I knock that out so I don't have to worry about myself and I can just focus on my kid.
That's what's up.
That's very mature, but I love that answer.
Yeah. I want a bunch of kids.
Yeah,
but I definitely want a bunch of kids. I think, God said it best, you know, we got to be fruitful and replenish the earth. So,
yeah.
You know, I think that's our sole purpose is to procreate. So if you have the ability to, so I definitely want to do that. So congrats, Jacquees. That's what's up, bro.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, brother.
I got dogs, though. I got German Shepherds. Those are my kids right now.
Yeah, for real.
And I got a four-month German Shepherd right now.
Oh, yeah, so it's your baby.
It's a baby.
Yeah.
For real.
Good training there.
Yes, sir.
A four-month-old German Shepherd. Yeah.
So with kids, man, obviously it creates that legacy. And with that legacy comes our names. I think, you know, for me, you know, when I had my son, you know, him having my last name was like a big thing for me. Jacquees, I know that's been a transition for you mm-hmm. with the last name. Mm-hmm. You know, tell us where you guys are now with that. You know, I know that as a man, I know like, bro, that can be a lot to deal with. You know what I'm saying? For me, I'm gonna be honest, like I have my son untraditionally, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So when I came to his mom, like, you know, yeah, like I need that last name. She's like, yeah, nah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're gonna have to talk about this. Like, we can have a conversation, but like, we're not married. So it's just like, yo, like we can have a conversation about it and I'll consider it. And I ain't gonna hold you. I'm like, what you mean?
Wait, she wanted her last name or like both y'all's together?
She was considering having her last name or her dad's last name. That's a new thing for women, I think, is, you know, like in the new era we're in right now, yeah. A lot of women are considering keeping their names. So, you know, luckily, you know, I was able to give my son his last name. So more Brian McIntosh is my son's last name. Yeah, we share the same last name.
Well, you know, I'm like, I took after my mama too. I ain't take after my daddy's last name. You know what I'm saying? When I came, you feel me? When I was born. So with my child, it was never a thing where he wasn't gonna have my last name. Like, I know on the internet it came out and it was like, oh man, he gotta marry her to get the last name. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I wanted my son to be a junior. You dig what I'm saying? So at first I wanted his name to be Rodriguez Jacquees Broadnex Jr. But she was like, I ain't naming my son Rodriguez. You feel me? So I was like, what? Like, she's like, you don't even go by that. I'm like, man, that's my name. You feel me? When I walk in the bank, they call me that.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, but anyway, she was like, nah, I don't wanna do it. So I was like, okay. I'ma just, you know, come up with something else. And I came up with Snow, you know, that's my grandmother's maiden name. She was Daisy Snow. That was my mama's name all the way up and all that. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna figure out how to, you know, just make this whole thing work. And we just like, we gonna put both last names, Sanders Broadnex, because she's gonna be who she's gonna be regardless. Like whenever we decide to get married, she'll be Deandra Sanders Broadnex. It's not gonna just be Deandra Broadnex. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's what it'll be on the paper.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? But I mean, when she's doing her thing, and our kids will be Sanders Broadnex. And I just wanna keep it going like that. Like, now that I done did it once, even when we follow through, I'm not gonna separate my kids. Like, have them where it's like, you like this, and then he's like this. That'll create confusion.
Yeah.
And you know, I ain't even gotta explain all that. It's like, y'all all came from one bunch. Y'all out here. And his legacy, like you said.
Yeah.
You know, her last name mean a lot. My last name, I'm standing on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like the first to do a lot with my last name. You know what I'm saying? So Snow is he already a born legend, you know?
Nah, that's fire. So would you guys be open? Do you feel like you're very adamant that your children have to have your last name?
Yeah, that wouldn't even be a question. I didn't even know you could argue that.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Honestly, I ain't even gonna hold you. I was like y'all having this conversation. I'm like,
hey, spoken like a brother, not in a relationship. Hey. You gonna learn.
Nah. I don't even like. Nah, I can't even say it.
I wouldn't even mind say doing like her last name and my last name together.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind
that's how I did.
Yeah. Keep both legacies running. Because, you know, she building a legacy for her last name. If I get married and, you know, have a kid with her, she building her new legacy on her last name. And then I still got my legacy with my last name. You know, it started from Pops to my brother to me to whoever else. And, you know, we want to keep that going.
Well, you got to make it Beckham.
You got to make it Beckham, boy.
From Texas.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, everyone's American here.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, where you from?
No, I'm not American. My parents is Haitian.
Haitian.
Oh, so I'm not from this country. I'm from like a whole bunch of different countries. Yeah. So it's like, so we're in like over like overseas. You don't even. That's not even like certain things. So y'all debate in this country. We like what the.
Oh, so it's no choice. Like it's gonna be that last name.
Yeah. Like that's not.
You don't even get to talk about it. So when she get married, she can't even keep hers no more.
That's usually how it go though.
Yeah, but it's like, that's the law. No, really, like, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, things is changing now, so it's a little different.
Everything, a lot of stuff changing, bro.
Yeah, like the world is just different now, which I can't even really expound on, otherwise you'll get your ass in trouble. But that's wild to me. Like, and if I have to be with someone that we argue in that, like, I don't even think like our souls would even attract each other. Mm. We wouldn't even attract to it. If we're gonna have a conversation like that, like, bro, we not going to relate over dinner. Like, we not relating over nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just no way. And I think a woman should almost want that, you know? But not in a, it's tough nowadays because I know women is like, you know, they think different. But I just think that family nucleus is important and the grounds that was created on. It's like, we got to respect that. We be changing a little too much.
Facts. I like that.
Sure. Nah, I think, you know, it's definitely like it's grounds for the legacy. I do think, you know, it's a new era and time we're living in, right? So respect to you for being open and willing to go through that. I know dealing with social media and everybody having their jokes, that wasn't easy, but you still don't business.
Oh nah, it's always easy for me on social media, bro. I don't pay no attention to it.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm a real life, I'm from this city. Like I was a neighborhood superstar. Like I ain't care nothing about no internet.
Yeah.
Nah, for sure. I make money on the internet.
As a man, I think now it's like again, it's a new time. So people are quick to like demasculate a man if they do things that are non-traditional. I think both ways work. I think for me, like I said, I'm grateful and I'm thankful that my son has my last name. But when I do get married, in the event, you know, if it was a conversation with my wife, would I just not be opposed like having a conversation? I would be down to have the conversation. Would I obviously want to lean and make sure I get that last name? 100%, right? But again, like you're dating somebody high profile who has their own career, home brand, you know, it's not. I can understand you being willing to have a conversation. That's dope that you even want to do that.
Yeah, because, like, you know, shit, why not?
For sure, man, for sure. So, again, man, congrats on everything you're doing this year.
Thank you, brother.
I know you got the family unit engaged, right?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely, man. So I want to circle back on that because I feel like for me, again, you know, I tried to have the family unit. It didn't work out. Mm-hmm. And that was a big blow to me. For you, I know you're having a young newborn. Now you're engaged. Did you feel any pressure to, like, make sure, like, all right, let me do this the right way. Let me propose so I can kind of create that family unit? Because I think right now, you know, it's the big thing right now. If you're not in the household every day together with the mom, it's not a family unit, which I disagree with. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I commend you for what you're doing and getting married, taking the right steps. Did you feel any pressure, though, to, like, do that?
Nah, honestly, I ain't feel no pressure because it wasn't in my thought at the top of the year. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't in my thought. And my girl got pregnant in December. We found out January.
Yeah.
But it wasn't in my, I just wasn't thinking about getting married. Of course, I knew I wanted to be with her, you know, but I didn't think about like, okay, I'm going to propose this year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I think once I start making different changes in my life, like I stopped drinking this year, different stuff like that, I was just like, I don't know what came over my spirit. Like God just told me like, hey, I guess it's time. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I'm like, man, I'm finna just get engaged. You feel what I'm saying? I'm feeling like that. I love her. You feel me? We finna have a baby. Like, I don't feel like I'm gonna be missing nothing. Like, I'm finna just try something. Like, shit, we try everything else. I'm like, let me just try this. You feel me? And I feel good about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I felt good about it the whole time. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I love our family. You know, I love our family dynamic. It's things that we working through now because now we're in it. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? We got a baby, he's 4 months. You dig what I'm saying? It's like, we got our families. You know, men and families ain't as easy as I thought. Nah. You dig what I'm saying? Like, that's another conversation. You dig what I'm saying? So you have to do all that and all that, but it's worth it. You feel what I'm saying? And it's cool, it's a process. But me, I'm like built for stuff, you know what I mean? And I know like stuff be test. You know what I'm saying? Like, they say like, God will test you, then bless you. Well, test you, stress you, then bless you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I be in.
We had DeVal here on one of the episodes, man, and I was bringing up, you know, how I felt like when my family unit didn't work out, I felt like a failure. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, yo, I think you're looking at it the wrong way. It's not a failure. It's a, in the reality, you and his mom can still grow on and have a great life, individual lives, and you can still be great co-parents together and raise a great child.
Thanks.
That's still a success.
For sure.
Why do you feel like right now it's a conversation where it's like if people are not just in the house together, it's a broken home? Versus, like you said, you can have blended family and it works. And I get all you guys to kind of chime in on that, too.
I don't know, because, like, when I think about, like, my daddy, like, I remember when my daddy left, like, when my mom and my daddy broke up. Like, I remember, like, him just still being there. Like, my daddy would come to all the parent-teacher conferences.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because my mama used to come sometimes. And my daddy, like, he'll pull up, you feel what I'm saying? He do what we do. We still go over there. Like, he still make sure we had whatever we needed, you know what I'm saying? Graduations, he was gonna be there. Whatever we did, he was gonna be there. Summers. So the only difference was him not in the crib, you know, having to go over there. So I think now it's like, I think now so much is seen on social media that it's just giving people ways to judge. Cause a lot of people grew up like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
I grew up like
that. Yeah, a lot of people that's successful, normal, great people have grew up like that. You know what I'm saying? I think now it's just like, like Bruh said, we live in a different type of world now. So it's like everything is seen, everything can be judged. Like, hold on, that ain't right. You're supposed to grow up with your mom and dad in one house. You know what I'm saying? Like your dad should meet your mom at the gas station to pick you up. Like we did this our whole life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and we're perfect and refined. Mm. But I think if kids grew up with their mom and daddy, that's great too. But I know some people that ain't grow up with their daddy, that's great. I know some people that ain't grow up with their mama, who great. Yeah. I know some people who, you know what I'm saying? It's just about what's instilled in you, honestly. No. That's what I believe.
Absolutely.
No, I feel that because, shoot, that's how it was with me and my pops and my mom. Like, they wasn't together, but pops was always around. He was going to make sure he came and see us. He was my mom made sure that I seen my pops. Mm-hmm. They did, like, great co-parenting. And, shoot, they raised me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm where I'm at now because of them. So I wouldn't say just because they not living together, it means, like, it's a broken home, you know. As long as they still doing what they supposed to do, and then taking care of their kids together, besides like all the other stuff, then shoot, everything gets straight, for real.
Yeah, no, that's a good point y'all brought up. I think, personally, Jacquees and Cordell is just a product of grace and myself. But I do think when two people have philosophical differences and they can't be together, the child uses that to his advantage. So like if you're not in a household together and y'all not on the same page, what happens is the child starts to learn how I can manipulate you. It's like, I can tell daddy one thing. I know he's not talking to mom. Tell her something else. Boom, there's a gap.
If they not communicating, yeah, if the parents not communicating.
You know what I'm saying? Or if they have philosophical differences, like if one is a Muslim and one is an atheist, there's certain things this one's gonna feel at its core that one's not gonna feel. So he's never gonna push that and she's gonna be pushing something. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So, but by the grace of God, it's like, I mean, black people, we're a product of one of the most successful human trafficking across the world, which is the slave trade, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, we're f***ed up, you know what I'm saying? So I think we get a lot of grace by God, but I don't think, like, statistically speaking, it's more advantageous for having that family nucleus. I didn't have a mother, father in the house, so, but all my brothers, they paying for it. They pay for it in prison, getting shot at, joining gangs, all that. My cousins, dying, all that. Like, we suffer from it. You know, and I think if they was on the same page, it would have been different. But I'm fortunate that I had I'm the baby, so all of them schooled me. So I had like mad fathers and mothers in a way, but they didn't have what I had.
Yeah.
So the only reason why I'm here is because for real, it's the grace of God and that element of serendipity. But I do feel like you hurt. And sometimes we just don't see how we're hurting until like you start getting older and older and you become like an OG, like you in your 50s and you're like, dang. Or like you're not realizing how messed up you are emotionally,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or physically, or your thought process. Because sometimes it's so real, like you don't know what you don't know. Like it's like, if I'm robbing you and you don't know I'm robbing you, you can't even be mad at me.
Right.
You don't even know I'm taking your money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Until you look at, a CPA is looking at yourself like, Jacquees, this nigga Da Vinci done took. You like, what? You know what I'm saying? But you don't know what you don't know, you know what I'm saying? But like, when I started learning certain things and realizing certain things, I'd be talking to high school kids all the time that come from the same background I come to. I was just speaking at Shiloh High School, and like, bro, in 1 month, they had like 300 suspensions. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to these kids, I'm like, bro, I was in y'all same shoes. Like, I know what y'all going through. And it's just like, and everywhere, like the common denominator is like, mom and father split, just completely separate. Like, they could still be in y'all lives, and that's one thing, but when they not on the same page, the kid is gonna suffer. But by grace, sometimes y'all not feeling it. Like, y'all was just grace, bro. Like, y'all got fortunate by the grace of God. That's how I look at it. I could be wrong.
That's real. Nah, I would have sat right next to bro in school. Bro smart as hell. Like, real talk.
You'll be teaching off his head.
I would have been like, listen, bro, put my desk next to Da Vinci. For real. I'm sitting next to home. For real, nah, bro smart as hell. He not a...
But yeah, that's how I feel about it. And that's why it's like strategically, there's articles and there's people like the Moynihan, Daniel Moynihan, they wrote things that was like, you have to destroy the family nucleus for the black family. Like if you take the father out of the house, and that's why welfare was designed a certain way, that if you have a man in the house, you can't have it. So they was creating that beef because they just know if the daddy's not in the house, he's in the streets, and the mama's doing one thing, you make her the head of the household, we're destroying the family nucleus. And right there, you're gonna create criminals. That's why we're the biggest criminals in this country. They created that. And it stems from the family nucleus. Like you could, if you look at the history of this country, like the number one, like one of the their biggest weapons was splitting up the family. That's why baby mama culture is heavy in black people. It's not like, even though white people, they started the feminist stuff, but it's like, they're like, nah, we still gonna get husbands. Like, but we take that shit serious. You're like, no, we standing on business and we're not gonna, but it's just like, they started that. But they're still marrying at a way higher rate because they understand at the end of the day, yeah, that shit cool, but it's like, all right, we need our husband. Like, we need, like, that family nucleus is more important because when you don't have that, you can't create kids with stable foundations, so they're going to destroy the community. Your community is poisoned, and you're just going to perpetuate that over and over and over and over. And we all looking at each other like, what is the problem? It's like, I'll tell you what the problem is. But, yeah, and there's so many articles that support that. There's so many doctors and, like, therapists that support that. So when you sit down, you talk to them, you're like, yeah, there's a reason why, like, your culture specifically promotes this. And I'm like, yo. You're like, bro, that's crazy. It's like, bro, that shit is not a coincidence. But then we think, because we soldiers, we like, nah, we good. We don't need that. But it's just like, nah, you do. You could be a lot stronger, buddy. You could be a lot stronger. But we don't even know the strength that we could reach because they broke us down so much. Mm. And not to be like, not to make this about black and white, because I love all people. We're a human race. You know, I don't believe in that separation. But yeah, we got beaten a lot, like really down bad spiritually.
Nah, so with that being said, man, like, do you feel any extra pressure for you? Like, do you want to be very cognizant of making sure you create that family dynamic when you do have kids?
Absolutely. And the thing is with that, like, because y'all asked another question, like, if you have, I think you were saying something that I was alluding to, if you got different baby mamas and stuff like that. But I think there's Muslims that have institutional marriages, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you have multiple women that you have kids and y'all all on the same page, that could work.
Yeah.
That's how monarchies was made. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's how, you know why? Everyone got the same last name, they brothers and sisters. It's like 100 of them deep. And appreciate you had 100 people with your last name. You could tell Atlanta to move and Atlanta's gonna move. You'll be so powerful. You know what I'm saying? So if you could do that, then hey, as long as it's everyone got the same like belief in the spirit, like we're on the same page. We like, we gotta do this and that. Y'all got the same game plan. I think y'all gonna be fine because that is a family nucleus, but we don't have that. Like, my mom was thinking one way and my dad was thinking one way. And by the grace of God, it's like 8 of us that I know of, and one of us caused them to retire, and that was me. But that was the grace of God. That's not me, though. I can't sit here and be like, yeah, I knew what I was doing. No, I didn't. That was all God, bro, because I was not destined to be here. I know the statistics. I'm a needle in a haystack. Like, or it's like, you know, you're an anomaly, you know what I'm saying? And it sucks that we gotta be this impressive to make it out, you know what I'm saying? And we can't, you know, you feel me? Like, it's just like, you got people that in my neighborhood, I'm like, damn, what you do? Lawyer, doctor, just regular shit. But me, I'm like, damn, I gotta be an actor. You got LeBron James now, shit. You got a great athlete, great musician, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, you're not finding regular people that went through the school system that's black, that's right by you. That's really hard.
Mm. It starts with us. So shout out to y'all, each one of you, man, for just, you know, changing the guard, being a leader in your community, being trailblazing. And shout out to you, man. Like I said, I know you ain't getting much sleep with that newborn, man. So shout out for you standing on business and doing what you do, man. I love to see black men leading their tribe the right way. I love to see that, man.
You already know.
For sure. All right, so Jacquees, man, let's circle back to you, man. You know, again, congrats on everything that you got going on, man.
Thank you, brother.
Engaged, man. I'm looking forward to the wedding day. But I'm curious, man, like, what does DeAndre Sanders mean to Jacquees?
Well, what does DeAndre Sanders mean to Jacquees? She mean a lot to me. You know what I'm saying? For one, you know, she the mother of my child. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so I love her. You feel me? Period. I loved her before that. She just special. You know what I'm saying? She got a special spirit. She a good person. And I love good people. Like, I love good people. I always want to see good people win. You feel me? And she helped me win. Like, she helped me, like, be who I know I can be. You know what I mean? Like, she pushed me to be who I know I see myself as, and I think that's very important. Like she support me, you know, everything I want to do, like conversation, you know, where I'm thinking of, you know, crazy ideas or whatever, you know, she just down with me, you know, on my bad days, she down with me, on my up days, she down with me. So she's just special, and she's a great mother. I think that made me love her even more, because when I see her, like, shout out to all the mamas, like, all the mamas in the world, like, it's super big to be a mama, like, I knew it was a big reason I love my mama, because I could see it with my son Snow and DeAndre. It's like all that work. Like, I'm a father. You know, we do what we do. But it's like that mama, though, it's a lot that go into that. You feel me? And I see her do that, and I just be like, wow. Like, I knew it. Like, I knew you could be, like, a great mom. Like, you know what I'm saying? I knew what I seen in you, like, was what it was going to be. So I'm just thankful for her. You know what I mean? And I love her, though. You know, she's special. You know, and I pray that, you know, we continue to, you know, live our life of love, because that's all it's been. It's been, like, magical. Yeah. You know, it's been, like, a magical ride, you know. And I just pray that, you know, that continues.
Nah, I love that, man. Yeah. Black moms are easily the strongest person in the household, right? But she's carrying a lot, and she's also dealing with postpartum. She's been very adamant about that postpartum journey. How have you been able to help her with that postpartum journey?
Well, postpartum, of course, that's a real thing, ladies. I understand this is a real thing. You know, I'm there for you guys. Whatever you need, I'll do it. You feel me? But it's like, it's been cool. Like, I'm like the type of guy, like, I can handle stuff.
Yeah.
You feel me? And, like, now that I don't drink no more and nothing like that either, I can, like, easily just be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you know, they might be frustrated with something. The simplest things, like, you know what I'm saying? You know how it be. Like, it might be something small, bro. They might be finna go crazy. But I'm just so cool, I just nod and just be like, oh, nah, baby, like, you know, I just help her through it, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, like, I think that's the biggest thing, like, when they say the postpartum thing, I think it's, like, being there for your partner.
Yeah.
You know, just really just, like, being there and just still being the guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, not just being like, okay, you had the baby, you know what I mean? It's like, you got to still be the guy, and I think I've done a great job at still being the guy, you know? Mm. She told me I do a great job.
Nah. For sure, man. We had Nick Cannon on the show, and he said when he was dealing with, you know, one of his baby moms in the postpartum journey, he said, "Don't say that you got this. Say we got this together."
Oh yeah.
Like, unify that encouragement, because they're going through a fragile time and they need that constant encouragement so they can feel like they get through the day, man. So shout out.
When does postpartum end?
Man, I'm gonna tell you right now. You're going for a long road, brother. It can last for some years.
Oh, for real?
It can last for some years.
But you, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So like, don't think,
nah, like, you know, like, go ahead.
I thought it was like a month or something.
You thought it was a month?
Yeah.
Yeah, black man, you got a lot, look, you got a lot to learn, you know what I mean? You got a lot to learn, black man. I'm telling you right now, it could be some years. So, you know, buckle that seatbelt up, you know what I'm saying?
You sure that's just not her attitude?
That's what I'm saying. What do the fellas get to blame it on? Nothing. That's why I say when do it end, because, you know, sometimes, like I said, I'm down with it. I'll help you do whatever you need to do. I'm down with it. Whatever. I got you. You feel me? But it's like, when do it end, though?
So I think for women, man, having a birth, it messes up their whole cycle. You know what I'm saying? So
cycle of life?
Yeah, like they're like cycle with, you know, whatever they got going on there. But not even that, just like mentally. Okay. You know what I'm saying? They're going through body changes. You know what I'm saying? Now they're not feeling like themselves. They're not looking like themselves. They're noticing changes about their body that you're not even noticing, and they're being self-conscious about it, right? It's a lot of things that go into it. On top of depression, feeling overwhelmed. Yo, I just had my son all week. I just flew in last night. Bro, I'm tired. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a man. You know? I'm a strong man. So just imagine how a woman feels. They're not as strong physically as us.
Facts.
So, like, dealing with a kid all day, that's a strenuous task.
Nah, bro.
So imagine doing that when you already don't feel like yourself. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's a lot to deal with. And I had to learn that I'm not going to hold you. I was kind of like you. Like, you know, when my son was like 2-3 months, I'm like, all right, so when this going to end?
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Is y'all ladies, are they on social media too?
Yeah.
Like they, I think that could increase it.
Of course.
Then you're comparing yourself and stuff.
Oh, of course, you know Brody.
So that'll drag
social
it out.
Social media is a terrible weapon.
Yeah, I'll take my shorty phone. I'm like, nah.
Well, I take my shorty phone. She gonna pick up the phone. Daddy, send me another one. Bro, you can send me another one. Or she gonna go buy another one. You feel me? Or it's like she gonna pull another one out of her bag.
Throwing the phone, I might not you make it me? Out alive.
How has she been able to handle that? Because both of y'all are high profile figures. So like, how has she been able to handle that?
What you mean handle like me being Jacquees?
Nah, you being Jacquees, social media, and being a full time mom with postpartum.
She does a great job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like my girl a roller. Her daddy told me that when I first. Like, well, she a rider. Like, her daddy told me that when I first, like, we first, like, got real, real serious. Like, yeah. But she a rider. She be rolling. Like, you know, she just, it's easy. Like, she just, like, you know, when she go through something, my girl very vocal. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So she knows, she expresses herself. So however she's feeling, she tells me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't really have to guess. You know, so I think that's a great thing. I tell her, like, man, you are very honest. Like, yeah. I think that's super dope about you. Like, you really just say how you feel. Like, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? Some people just bottle their emotion. Yeah. She just really tell me if she's sad, if she happy, if she whatever. I just be like, wow, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. I just be like,
that's
it's yeah. cool, though, because yeah. I be like, damn, you really like a good girl. That's dope to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? And I just love her for that. It's like, it brings something else out of me. Because, of course, as a dude, you always want to be like, a nice guy. Yeah. You feel me? Like, you really always want to be, like, a good guy. You feel me? You really just want to be, like, a sweet guy. You feel me? And she make me want to do that. So it's like, with all the postpartum and everything, it's like, as much as I see her go through, like, with Snow, like, and it's easy, but just the days, because I be out working in the studio, I come back, get Snow feeding, woo-woo, I wake up, I have to do the same thing, you yeah. know what I'm saying? And it's like, she just want a little time, you know what I'm saying? Like, just a little time, like, watch a movie with her or something, or just, like,
yeah.
you feel me? Like, just come in the kitchen and taste something she made, or, you know what I'm saying? Or just, like, yeah. you
them
feel me?
Them little things count, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, them little things that be making their whole day, for real.
You feel me? That's all you got to do, and that's what I respect, too, because what I love about my girl, too, is, like, the little things really matter. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it could make her day, like something
yeah,
small.
Yeah.
And I like that. It made me want to do something big for her. You know what I'm saying? Like, when the small things be appreciated like that, it's like, damn, I want to go do something else. You feel me? That's just how I operate. You feel me?
Nah, man.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Same way. I be doing my girl like that, too. So that's why I was like, it's rare to find a woman like that, for real. And this is like my first time
don't
even
get
being
in. I'm just playing, bro.
You was doing good.
I'm just playing.
Nah, but yeah, I mean, shoot. It's like my first time being in something like that.
Yeah.
So, like you said, it be making me want to just
you gotta
really
protect it too.
Go out and do the most for it, for real.
Yeah.
Really show her, like, all right, you appreciate that. I want to take care of you type shit,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, for real.
Nah, I love that, man. I mean, that's a good segue, man, because you went from being on Love on an Island to being in love in real life. Looking for love on an island.
Shit, crazy. I didn't even think I was going to be in there.
Oh, so I'm saying, so you went with the girl that you on the
show? Yeah. So I met her on the show, and we still together now. Shit crazy, bro.
So like, you was in the competition, and you won her love.
Yeah, won the whole thing.
She was going to pick you when you first pulled up, bro.
No, she really did.
I'm going to tell you. They be knowing who they want from jump.
Yeah,
I don't know though, man. Y'all started a little rocky at first.
But they have to play like
rocky,
that.
But shit, it worked out for the best because, you know, shoot, you got to take your time with it. Because what she been through, that's you know, fine. Jumping straight into it, she didn't want to make that same mistake. I get it. So, you know, she was just like feeling it out and then it just worked out for the best.
Wait, so like y'all first met on camera?
On camera. I ain't know her.
So y'all love story was on camera.
On camera, bro. It's
like how many?
You can go watch
shot?
The whole. It's the how many
I'm
episodes?
Gonna watch it.
It's like 30 some episodes. You can watch the whole season.
So
of
how many,
falling
how many
in
months
love.
Were you like air it? Like in it?
3 months. So I ain't even pack enough
first
for real.
3 months of y'all life, y'all love life was on air.
Yeah. First
Damn,
3 months.
Buddy, I never met someone like that. That's crazy.
I ain't never.
So how that worked during the 3 months? Like y'all could do anything?
So we all together, we on the island. No phone, we don't know what time it is, we don't know what day it is. We just all around each other, getting to know each other. So we started with each other. She picked me to be, we always on the little heart. I'm standing on there, she came to me, because she chose me, woo-doo, right? So now we all getting to know each other.
She didn't know your name and shit like that?
No.
So, like, none of y'all knew y'all real names or nothing?
No, we all introduced each other.
So it was all dudes chasing her?
Nah, shit.
Okay.
She
was it like good. 12 girls, 12 guys?
Yeah, so it was like six. Okay. It started off 6 girls, 6 guys. The girls chose the guys. We all working things out, talking. But like, you didn't
I'm
have to stay.
I'm watching this shit for sure.
You didn't have to stay with the person that you chose. Like, you can go talk to the other females and see if that person is better for you.
Oh, talking about somebody in the crew?
Yeah, like on the show.
He got in trouble with that, though.
I got in trouble like that, man. Right?
Oh, you went hit to,
so it was like this thing called Casa Amor.
Right, I hit something on the side.
Man. No, I ain't do all that. But like, we went to another little island, and it was like, girls was there, so to see if we was gonna find another connection there. And like, I took this girl back. Man, I was tripping, bro.
But you got the one you love.
I had to fight for it, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't care though. I was gonna get mine.
But how long y'all been together?
Shit, it's like, I think I asked her out on the 7th of what's the 7th month?
July
7th.
This year?
Yeah. So it's not too long, but like, shit, the way we've been progressing, it feel like I known her. When I first started talking to her, shit was scary, the similarities, all that. And it's on camera, which is crazy. So like, you'll see us being shocked of how much we got in common and shit like that. You'll see like the ups and downs, and then you'll see how we got back together and created strong. I ain't gonna lie. When I came back with the other girl and all that happened, that shit made us stronger, bro.
It always do.
But like, yeah.
But nah.
See, that's... I'm new to it though.
Damn.
So I ain't know, but like, yeah. I f*** with it.
I got so many
Don't
questions.
Do that shit
again. Nah, I'm done with that. You ain't gotta worry about all that.
But if
you watch the show, you gonna see what I'm saying. Yeah. You gonna see what I'm saying.
She don't play now. I pray that brother never get in the doghouse. I was worried about
what?
You. I was worried. Just speak to that moment.
You're only 22, bro.
Yeah.
Bro.
How old is she?
22.
How old is she?
She 25 now.
She got kids? That was
up. Oh, she don't want kids till she like 30.
How is Serena doing?
She doing good, bro. She busy. She be doing her thing, bro. I'm proud of her. Every day, everything that she do, I be happy. I be excited.
She like somebody known, like we know.
I'm
saying like
on social media. She won the show.
She was on the show. Like we all got. I guess we all started. Our recognition got started off the show.
Bet.
So yeah,
I'm gonna check out. Bitch, shout out to y'all. That's all.
Yeah, bro, shit crazy. Like never in a million years.
Now that I met you, Paul, I'm now I gotta do my bets. Yeah, gotta go see what's going on.
What made you like be like, I'm about to go on this show to like find love? Like,
man, shit, was I was single. I mean, and like my girl broke up. My ex broke up with me. Shit, it was like a good.
She's sick now.
You know she's sick. You don't want the show. You know she's sick. Like, you won.
shit crazy, but
that's hard.
So yeah. You was actually like. Come on and look for love. Well, I mean, you.
I mean, like you. I say, all right. So I'm not. I'm gonna be completely honest. I went on there. I was saying, man, ain't nobody going in there to find no love for real. But I got in there and I actually started falling in love with Shorty. So I'm like, damn.
Without kissing her, man.
Like, bro. We kissed. It took a while. You know, we kissed and all that. But I'm saying, like,
love without no kiss or something.
I'm saying towards the end when the love word was.
So he's like, I'm like, nigga, had to kiss or
something. I got to feel
something. I love you with no kiss.
I didn't say I love her till like we was already official and way out of the village. Okay. But like it's that start when you start feeling something towards a person. You know how when you really start connecting with that person.
I know what's up.
Yeah. And you see, you feel yourself, like, you know yourself, you know you ain't like this.
And you low-key seeing somebody else trying to talk to her.
Yeah, you start really feeling it. You like, hold on, like, I'm low-key starting to catch feelings or something.
Do you feel like a lot of people ask you, like, are y'all together just for the sake of the show?
Oh, yeah,
as if, like, just to act it out long, you know what I'm saying? Because it's kind of like in
we get that question
Hunger Games with the two, you know what I'm saying, the leads, the girl and the guy, and they sold this relationship.
Yeah, no, it ain't even like that. This shit real.
And like, you started dating her at the same time. Y'all started getting famous together and y'all started dating.
Yeah, so, but we started dating at the end of the show. Like, I wanted to make sure I know, like, this is her on the outside world, too, with all of the shit that's going on before we decide to really lock it in. Because, you know, it's one thing being in the villa with that person and that person only, sleeping in a bed together every single day, waking up with each other.
But y'all can't have sex on camera,
You
right?
can.
What?
The camera be rolling.
This is why people be thinking actors have sex in a TV show.
Yeah, bro.
The camera really rolling.
You talking about like a camera crew?
And me and all
no, no, no. Like, so they got that, like the little cameras two on, different on the wall. Ones. They got the cameras
man,
inside
I would've
the
blocked
wall
that
and shit.
What?
And
block
you,
it.
Bro, you think you can block a camera like that, bro? It's so many more.
You talking about a little camera in the corner?
Little camera. Yep.
Boy,
they had a mic in the.
Is it illegal to block it?
Bro, they had a mic in the head.
So you went cover.
No, no, I ain't do nothing on camera. I ain't do nothing on camera.
Okay, all right, smart man, smart man.
But you did get it in on the island, though, at some point.
Huh?
You did get it in
you
on the island.
Should've went cover, fool.
Right?
What?
Y'all got us 3 months. I'm pretty sure, like...
Nah, bro, we ain't did nothing on the camera, not even on the... Like, kissing and stuff, you know, all that. You know, it was intimate stuff, but, like, not no... Well, we just, you feel me? Yeah. Nah.
Word, all right.
Yeah. Some people was getting it in, bro. It was, you know, they had a hideaway specifically for that.
Nah.
It's a whole crazy. Little room. They got little sex toys in there, little sex dice and stuff.
Oh, nah.
Yeah.
We straight on that, fool.
Little champagne.
Yo, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. But I want to circle back, man, because you dropped the L word. You know what I'm saying? You said you're in love. You love. So
yeah.
I believe you actually told her that you were in love first. So you said I love you first before
yeah,
she did.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I was not trying to say that. So it's just like a regular conversation. Nah, not on the show.
Oh, okay.
Nah, this was okay. Like I said, you know, I had to make sure, you know, right. This is her before we really solidify how we felt.
That'd be hard to do.
But, man, I'm not gonna lie. I'm just having a regular conversation. We in a hotel. And I think I was telling her goodbye. I said, I love you or something like that. And I froze.
Was you playing at first, though?
Nah, I'm like, I mean, it just came out.
Oh, you weren't playing. You weren't trying to test the water. You were like, I'm dead ass.
Yeah, so, I mean, I wasn't even trying to say it.
You can believe that. You know what I'm saying?
I wasn't even trying to say it, though, but it just came out naturally.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm like, I ran out the room. I'm not going to lie. I was like, I ain't even know what I just said. I called my partner Miguel. I was like, bro, I just told her I love her.
Oh, you love her for real, gang.
Yeah. With her, bro. I'm with her, bro. Heavy. Nah, heavy, bro. Hard.
You had girlfriends growing up and shit?
Yeah. I mean, kind of. You know, I had my time where I had my female, but also, you know, I had my time where I was a young man and, you know, I didn't want to be tied
down. You went to public school?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I ain't do no private.
Okay.
You haven't need advice. You haven't need advice. You know, just hit us up and give us a call.
Any advice?
Yeah, any advice. Yeah, just anything.
Me to y'all or y'all to me?
No, both ways.
Okay, I was going to say, y'all, but I'd probably get more advice from y'all than me.
I fuck with it, though. I feel your energy with the love shit, bro. Yeah. I put it on everything.
Bro, it's like when you know, but like, shit, I wasn't trying to tell her that, but shit, I wasn't mad that it came out.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, that's how I felt, but I wasn't going to tell her yet. But shit, you know, sometimes the heart speak before you know you do.
That's
so
true.
Man, Cordell, what I love about you, bro, is like, bro, you just mad pure.
Yeah.
Like, it's rare to see in like black men. We all like, you know, carry and deal with a lot of traumas, bro. Just see a black man like openly just happy all the time and openly just comfortable with, you know, being in love with another black woman and being adamant and public about it. We live in a sneaky link era, you know what I mean? We ain't posting our joints. You're very open about that, man. Just speak to, like, you know, why you feel so comfortable to just share your love to the world.
Yeah, you see her, what I got to hide her for? You feel what I'm saying? Like, she fine as hell, you know what I'm saying? And she's a good person overall, her personality. You know, it's not like we clash, and it's like we build off of each other. We want to see the best and better things for each other, as well as, you know, In our lovey-dovey era, like, you know, shit, I don't even know how to explain it for real.
Bro, y'all might need to have kids now, fool.
No.
The energy up, fool.
Nah, hell no.
Man, shit.
Not right now.
Lit.
Serena, right if you now. Watching.
Shit, she already know. She ain't ready till she 30.
She want four, five years
before she decides she want kids. Not mad at it. But if by the grace Jesus of God, right, something right. happened to where, you know, It happened a little earlier, but right now, you know, I ain't ready.
Oh, wait, you just got with a July.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, bro, you got to hold on.
Exactly. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I ain't finna shoot the club right
no,
now.
No. It's only been like 3-4 months.
Exactly. But it's the fact that it's been first this short amount of time, and we both feel like this story's just
and y'all
like
both
crazy.
Really in love.
Yeah,
that's
so like
the honeymoon, though.
Technically,
too,
so boom, we only a couple months, four, five months in. But we started 3 months prior before we tied it down. Yeah. So we been with each other every single day.
They really
summer.
Been your girl like all year for real.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's like, hard, we've been around each other. We've been talking. We've been sharing feelings about each other. Shit, we had to. We have a choice.
Yeah.
But you had to talk about your feelings on the show.
Wow.
Gotta tell them how you feel.
Do you feel like you got anybody, like people in your life that's like telling you like, yo, bro, like chill, take it easy. Like maybe this ain't, like you don't got any voices like that?
Nah, even if I did, like I really don't care for real. You know, I'll listen. I'll pay attention to what my relationship is going. You know, if there's something that I peep, we talk about it. If we have a problem, we vocal. We don't like something, we sit down and we talk about it and we find a way to fix it out and we work from there and it be good. But other than like people talking in my ear saying stuff like that, I mean, they could say what they want. Granted, you know, I take it into consideration. Like, I hear you, but at the end of the day, I'm going to find out if it's like that. And so far, it's not like that.
So, and you haven't really been dealing with that?
Nah.
Bro, you mature to be 22, fool. For like, in your relationship, like, how you think and stuff like that. I wouldn't like that.
Bro, people be saying that. I don't understand, bro. I feel like
nah, that's fine, though, bro. You right. That's fine.
Nah, man. You definitely got emotional maturity, man. And I want to, like, toss to all y'all, get y'all reaction, man. Because, again, like you said, like, you loud and proud about your relationship.
Yeah,
I love that, bro. Man. I'm in a relationship as well, man. But I do feel like for black men, you feel a little, it's like, am I gonna put myself out there like this and let everybody know what I got going on? As black men, we kind of always, like, hesitant to do that. Why do you feel like that is?
I used to be like that. Shit, my last relationship was kind of like that. You know, at first, I didn't really put my business out there. Like, it'll be every bit to now and then where I show my girl this and that. But I just didn't put it out there. And I feel like, man, sometimes people just be, they be needing to mind their business sometimes. They be just, they be all, so they see what you got going on. They be all into it. And they try to say any little thing to try to knock what y'all got going on, try to get in y'all head, try to, like, crash this shit down. And I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't trying to deal with none of that at the time, but, like, now I kind of grew past that, and it's more of, you know, forget what they talking about. You know, if you feel like this is this, then that's that. It is what it is. And if they got their opinions, let them have their opinions. You know, everybody obligated to feel how they feel, but shit, it's all about how you feel about your girl. That's your girl, not theirs. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's just how I see it now. But I get it. I get it at the time, shit. Ain't nothing wrong with
it. I used to be scared
like
of
ducking it off, yeah.
I used to be scared talking. Of like, when I was young, like, because I've been doing my thing, like, it's been a long time. Like, I remember being in high school, like, girls that I would date or whatever like that, like, when I started getting on, I was scared to put them on the forefront with me. You feel me? Because I was like, it's too many, like, I'm like, I'm finna be around the same dudes they were just screaming about in high school. You feel what I'm saying? like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I ain't even think about it like that.
Like, you
okay.
feel me? I'm like, I just went from, like, my girl, like, putting this dude on her binders and all this stuff to, like, we right here with him. You deal what I'm saying? Like, I was like, yeah, it was just, nah, yeah, it wasn't even real.
Yeah. I didn't even think about it like that. It was like, damn. Yeah.
But that's how I was. Bro, that's how I was. I was coming up, and I used to be like, man, because she would make me feel like that, too, in certain moments. You know what I'm saying? Certain moments, I would be like, man, this is a lot going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, where we from? Like, I'm finna be like, man, hell nah. You feel what I'm saying? Like, nah, you feel me? It was an insecurity. Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah.
But that's when I was younger, you know what I'm saying? And now I just be like, you know, I know fully, like, what's going on. Like, I never forget, bro, when I started buying my jewelry. Like, when I started going crazy with the jewelry, I remember I started telling myself, like, all right, I could walk in any room. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, I could be in any room now. Like, you feel me? Like, it was just a confidence builder. Like, you feel me? Even though I know I didn't need it, when I jumped into this game with certain things with my girl, with certain things, I was just like, man, I want everything to not make my girl look the other way. You feel me? That's when I was young, how I used to think.
Yeah.
You feel me? And then once I got super secure with everything in me, you feel what I'm saying? And everything with the game, that's when you started seeing me put all the girls I dated, like, on the front street.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because I was like, you know what I'm saying? I know completely who I am now, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, whatever, like, you know, but I had to go through that. It was a scary, scary thing. I used to be like, man, if I put them out here, they just gonna leave me. Mm. And that's how I used to think.
Now that's real. I never even thought about it like that, bro. But I can only imagine, like, you around your peers. Now these people they were fans of are your peers.
Facts.
You bringing them around, damn.
Yeah, that's a whole different ball game, yeah.
That's a whole nother vibe.
Yeah.
Think about it.
That's crazy. Like, now I'm thinking about, like, damn, that would, you would kind of like.
And you know, this game is a dirty game.
It's a dirty game.
So I'm like, I'm going to just X myself up out of that. I ain't bringing her nowhere.
Yeah.
That's how I used to think. Nah, it was terrible, though, because she missed out on some great events.
Dang.
But it was just like, I had to just, like, it was selfish of me. You know what I'm saying? But that's really my truth.
Nah,
you know
what I'm saying? I feel that.
Shit, you owning up to it. Shit, a lot of dudes ain't gonna do nothing like that anyway.
Oh, yeah.
They're not even gonna speak on it. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Da Vinci, man, what you think?
I said some real stuff. that was real, but I feel like anything that's close to your heart that, you know, allows you to be in a vulnerable place to where outsiders can't see it, you protect that. Social media just have a lot of vultures. You have a lot of insecure people, people that are just dealing with all sorts of demons, and they just want to, you know, prey on your downfall. So I'm a firm believer in that. My social media is like it's a magazine. Before I was an actor and started doing music, I didn't have it. I deleted it. Because I was like, I'm not letting people into my personal life. Like, if you know me, you know me. But if you don't, you don't. I just think you just give the enemy a lot of tools that he could use against you. I don't fault anyone who posts it, but I just would never talk about relationship, my kid, my family, anything that means something to me. Because it's like back then, it's like social media is something that's so new. Like, our brains is not keeping up with the progress of technology. Like, we're closer to cavemen in that primitive day. And back then, there's only people in your tribe. If this was our tribe, only y'all know my girl, my family. And then when I go out in the world, it's war. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, yo, what are we doing?
Yeah.
So we going out to war. Like, all that personal stuff where you see me in my weakest moments, I was just raised to where you don't put that on the forefront. So to me, it's like, it's not trying to hide anything. It's like, when it comes to my, I dealt with stalkers. You know what I'm saying? People that stalking girls. And I'm to where it's just, and I'm sure you have. You know what I'm saying? So I just think you put yourself out to be a target in a way. And sometimes, and as much as we say it don't affect us, it does psychologically. You know what I'm saying? There's no way you can do anything. Like, we need people. We're creatures of habits. God created us to have companions, to be friends, to socialize. So to say that, and to be put in the forefront to where, I mean, you got millions of people, whether they're praising you or talking bad about you or whatever, that's gonna affect you, you know? So to me, it's just like, why run that risk when you could just be private? And if I wasn't an entertainer, I wasn't gonna have none of that. I would've just been in the shadows doing whatever I was doing. If I was dealt a different hand, I would never, like, cause that, the happiest people, they're not doing it. They're not on that stuff, you know what I'm saying? So it's, and of course, these are statistics that's breaking this down, you know what I'm saying? Cause when you're on social media, you have to keep selling this one image, and then sometimes you're not even trying to be disrespectful. If you're showing something that you and your son and your family having a beautiful moment and someone's having a shitty day, they just like, man, this, yo, like, and they're not even conscious of it, but now these are prayers going out for you. They're cursing you to where it's just like, to me, I'm like, nah, I'd rather protect that. Problems are inevitable in the world, so for me to just to put out how happy I am with the person that I'm with, the person that at the end of the day, like, I'm the weakest, like, I get to really be Abraham, not Da Vinci, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's right there, I value that so much, so that's like an infant, that's a newborn, you just don't put it in anyone's hands, and so I just protect that, you know? But people who put it out there, I'm not judging, but I just felt that I'm way happier doing it now, because, like, there's certain things that, you know, like, even the love that I begin on social media, bro, I don't even pay attention to that.
Yeah.
I just, like, my team be like, yo, repost it just to engage with the fan, but I'm like, bro, I'm not letting none of that get to here, because it's going to mess you up. There was this girl on 13's Reason Why, the last season, they added this new character, and everyone, the fans just hated her.
Yeah.
Social media dogged her out. Shorty had to delete all her accounts, go to therapy and all that stuff, and some people would say, nah, it's not that serious, but it affects you, like, regardless. If you looking at that stuff, bro, I'm telling you, like, no one's invincible to it. Yeah. We may think so, but it's just like, human beings, they have a way of affecting us, even if we put up this front, that it's still gonna permeate that. So I just like to chill, you know, like, just be like, yo, you don't know nothing that's going on in my life, so now you got nothing to play with. You got no ammunition. You don't know shit about me, how you gonna start a rumor? And people still gonna start a rumor.
That's a fact.
They still gonna start something, even with nothing. But I'd rather just give you nothing and you create something, and everyone who know me is like, yeah, that's cap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at it. So anything, my family, any of that, like, that'll never be on there.
Speaking of social media, you know, we're sitting here with somebody who constantly got social media going crazy about who he's dating, what he got going on, bro. Now, this house looks familiar to you. You've been here before. We all know. Shout out to Big Glo. That's how, you know, we know BET family right there. We love her. You shot the video here with Glorilla, man. Just speak to, you know, what that was about, because I ain't going to hold you, bro. You had the group chats booming. My homeboys was hating on you because they thought you put one in, Glo. You know what I'm saying? And then my homegirls was mad because they thought you wasn't single no more. So just... You know what I mean? You know, what you got going on right now?
What I got going on in terms of what?
you know what, bro? Like, what you got going? See,
tell us about how I was shooting the video.
The video...
What you got going?
What you got going, my boy?
No. The video is cool. Glo cool as hell. It was like, she reminded me like a good homie that I grew up with. You know, she's funny as hell. She's mad down to earth. She's humble as shit, and I think she definitely deserves her flowers and all the stuff that's happening to her right now. It was cool, man. Like we laughed a lot. She was like joking a lot and being like, "Yo, I'm trying to get my acting back. I really want to do this shit." And then we were just having conversations about it, and you know, it was just the whole time I was just like, "Bro, but if I'm gonna do a music video, we got to make it seem like it's like we like acting or really like engaged." You know what I'm saying? So we had a few conversations and. She did her thing. She did what Glo do, and it was cool. I mean, it was dope as fuck work with T-Pain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was crazy. But yeah, it was fire, man. I learned a lot from them. Sitting down with them and talking to T-Pain was crazy. Nah. I was like, wow, this guy is a legend. You know what I'm saying? He's a legend that's underrated and smart as hell. And, you know, so yeah, it was a good vibe.
Were you surprised by how it went so crazy on social media and people believing it was true?
I wasn't surprised. I knew that was going to, like, blow it out of proportion because like I'm the one that's like a lot of the roles that I play is like America's sweetheart, you know what I'm saying? So now to be in, you know, in Memphis with Glo curbing on curbing the music, you know what I'm saying? They're like how the hell, you know what I'm saying? That was just a phenomenon. It was just like how do these humans even know each other?
Yeah.
So I knew it would have went crazy, you know, but I didn't think it was gonna go that crazy to the point like my own mama was calling me. I'm like, Mom. Like, she's like,
Mama called
me. Now you know. First of all, I don't even know how you're looking at this stuff and finding this stuff out, but it's like, now you know, like, this is not, and like, she's calling her a gorilla. Like, she's not trying to be funny, but she was trying to pronounce her name, because, of course, she don't speak English fluently like that. So I'm like, Ma, it's not a gorilla, one, and two, is like, this is not real. It was a music video. But it was crazy when people close to you was like, yo, come on, wait, how do, and I'm like, bro, like, come on, man.
Yeah, I thought it was real, bro.
You thought it was real?
Yeah, he got me too.
Thought it was real. Commented, zoomed, back look at pictures.
I was
pictures,
like, damn.
What? Everything.
What did you comment?
I was gone for that long.
I forgot what I commented, but I probably was like, wow, congrats. I got to go back and look, because I know I said something.
It do look real,
I'll probably
bro.
Put
when
the
you look at, when you look at the picture, bro, the way you hold, all you needed was a verbiage at that point, bro, because the way you was palming that belly, bro, I mean, it looked.
Yeah, I thought it was real.
But you know, the craziest part, like we were saying, before we started shooting this, was that people was coming up to me like, oh, you done set my girl up. I'm like, yo, I'm doing well in life. Like, that's how much people don't like black men. Like, black women think we ain't shit. I'm like, first of all, I've been doing this before Gorilla even probably thought about merging. And now she's here. And then, like, y'all like, yo, like, he, like, I'm like, that's mad disrespectful. And then, like, I'm somewhere, they're like, oh, my God, that's Gorilla's baby dad. I'm like, first of all, it's the bitchy bitch. Like, what are you talking about? And second of all, like, I'm like, bro, I got, like, hits, like, on my TV shows. Yeah. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah. But she's doing that well that now it's like I'm mooching off her.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is crazy. Like, I need child support. Like, that's how they talking to me. Like, I'm like, damn, this is crazy.
Wow.
It's humbling. It's humbling.
So can we put the group chats to rest? Are you dating Glorilla?
I don't talk about personal life.
No, I didn't hear that.
Me and Glo, that's homies. That's homie platonic relationship. But as far as like real personal life stuff, I'll never go into that.
Nah, for sure. Hey, look, what you say?
I'll never talk. Ain't crazy, he tried to set me up.
Real talk.
No, I thought what I just said, like, he was like, let me pull this
card. You caught up.
In so many interviews, people be like, yo, so what is it like? Like, what's your love like? Like, people look at you and da-da-da-da. I'm like, bro, like, I'm not gonna, because what the interviewer don't realize is like, to y'all asking questions, no disrespect, but to us, this is our life.
For sure.
And like, we gotta deal with it. We can't, Jacquees can't not be Jacquees when he go home. Cordell, you're getting it, you're not gonna be able to just like, okay, I'm not Cordell. It's like, no, when shorty see you in the street and they see you with a shorty,
they'll try to fight her.
That's raps.
I've dealt with crazy. I'm like, yo, bro, like, y'all taking this too far. Like, right. Y'all don't know me. Yeah, but the more you open up about your personal life, you got people that is like, they feel like they know you now.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just, so the more you give, so it's just like, nah. I was like, you ain't getting that.
Yeah, real talk.
It's crazy that you say that.
Like, I dealt with wild shit where I'm like, bro, I'm about to have to mush this shit. Like, what are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in, like, personal. This is real life, bitch. It's not a screen. Yeah. What are you doing? Like, it's like, no.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? Yeah,
they don't get it.
Fight me. Like, they be talking about some, like, Tree Serena Ryder, we gonna jump y'all. Like, we gonna fight you. We gonna.
Hey, black women don't play about her, bro.
Hey, bro, that's what I'm saying. I'm like,
yeah, you know, shit.
Yeah, I hope y'all work out to the end.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, shit, me too, bro.
Nah, I'm hoping too, shit. So far, it's good.
Oh yeah, they
they gonna be down here.
They don't play. I'm talking about. I'm getting on a plane. One of the flight attendants. She was like, yeah, you better treat her right. We gonna get on that ass. I'm walking by. She looking at. She like, damn, she about to stick me right now. What's up?
So, man, one thing for this new year that I want to take serious for myself is mental health. I think that's been a big thing for me that I want to improve on, not just for myself, but for my family. DaVinci, I know you do a lot of great work when it comes to mental health. Can you just speak to what's been your journey with that?
I'm working with the Surgeon General. He was doing a tour last year where we made to connect, and he asked me to be on at the end of his tour because I was doing my own mental health tour. And the Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy, is the 21st Vice Admiral of the White House. He's basically the voice of like the health in this country, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's been a crisis with the raids that were going into like different type of clinics for psychological things and mental depression and all this type of stuff. So it's been a real problem. So it's to the point that Congress is actually trying to make a difference in that space. But I would definitely say mental health is one of those things to where it's just basically learning how you interact socially, emotionally, physically, and mentally, and just spiritually, and just finding a perfect balance in that. A lot of us, you know, the early years of our life, our parents were busy meeting the basic needs of our survival, so they never really met the emotional needs. So a lot of us, especially in black and brown communities, we don't really know how to articulate ourselves. We don't know how to express ourselves. And we don't know, and then a lot of times we get annoyed, like, our last resort, like our first resort is really just brute force or just anger and we getting out of it. So I just think the more you start doing different things, like first just learn about it. Pick up a book and just educate yourself on how your own psychology works or therapy or something like that. And it's one of those things, like I know a lot of people where I come from, they'll be like, nah, that's soft, bro, you don't do that. But it's almost like if you got a car, you want to learn how to use the car. You want to know what the D is for, what the R is for, what the N is for, what the, you know what I'm saying? All this, the mechanics, and that's all mental health is. And the more you work on it, whatever capacity, whatever big or small steps you do, it just makes maneuvering life easier. It's like going to the gym. The more you work out, it's easier to walk up a flight of stairs. It's easier to go down the street, grab something. If you're in a crunch, like you could run, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like that, because one of the greatest things about life is problems and loss. Problems are inevitable. You're gonna lose things in life. You're gonna lose your friends. You're gonna lose your hair. You're gonna lose family. You're eventually gonna lose your life. So if you don't have a strategic coping mechanism to deal with the inevitable in life, you're gonna suffer. And then what you're gonna go to is self-medication, which is drugs, and which that's not really fixing your problem. That's just burying it. So I would just tell people just like, you know, just start learning about how your mind works and what is mental health. And how can you do certain things? And it's just Google or YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Because if I really went through explaining it, we're gonna be here for a while. But yeah.
It's a great cause what you're doing, man. And you spoke to like how, in our industry, man, it's a lot to carry, right? Like we're constantly having to put on for camera, having to put on for our careers and not really handle what we need to do internally. You spoke about like self-medicating, things like that. These are things that a lot of artists like suffer with. So how have you just been able to like take care of yourself?
I try to limit the places I go. You know, not all money is good money. And I think, you know, a human being, you're the healthiest when you have patterns in place, when you have a rhythm. You know what I'm saying? Everything in life works on a rhythm. And the entertainment business goes against all of that. And in fact, it makes you really go towards the cardinal sins, you know, a lot of fleshly things. So what I try to do, I try to leave myself out of environments that is gonna tamper with that. You know what I'm saying? We're all human. We're all susceptible to the negative forces of the world. So I just try to like, you know, not do certain things. Like, no disrespect to any music artist, because I got mad respect for you, Jacquees, but like, I started in this game doing music, but I was seeing the environment. I'm like, bro, this is gonna destroy me. Like, I'm like, and then I'm looking up to the people that I grew up watching, and I'm like, yo, wow, you see the behind the scenes, you're like, damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You just, you look at it different. Like, it's one thing when you at home and, you know, you're watching music video, you dancing and you sing songs. And then there's another thing when you see, like, the life and anyone that you look up to and you're in the studio with them and then you see certain things, you're like, oh, nah, this is not the most advantageous for my health. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think my longevity, and I look at success as your emotional, your spiritual, your mental well-being. If you don't got success there, no amount of money could bring you that. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times we equate success to money, but it's like anyone could, nigga, you could hit the lottery. You know what I'm saying? You could stumble upon $1 million. That don't mean you're successful. You know what I'm saying? Success is when you got here, you know, you got things figured out. You got real relationships in the world. You know how to, when there's a problem, you can articulate yourself and you can express it and you have a good outlet and then you, boom, you heal from it and then you go about your day. You know what I'm saying? Your coping mechanisms, you're equipped to deal with the problems in life, but a lot of us, we don't have that. School don't teach that. Nothing teaches that. That's why the suicide rates in our country is so high. You know what I'm saying? It's directly linked to certain things that's not taught in us. So I just try to look at that and I was like, yo, this is great. Music is great. But I was just like, you know what? Let me try to pivot and see what acting could do. Because that, you know, you'll be filming something 6 months. At least you one place still. You know what I'm saying? Not that it's like, but it's still... It's the entertainment business, you know what I'm saying? You're still moving around, you're still gonna suffer, but I could take those hits more than I could take the music hits.
That's a good segue, and Jacquees, you're obviously an artist, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? How are you taking care of your mental health? And then quickly, like, what's your response to what he said about just how artists, what they have to deal with in the music industry?
I think, and Da Vinci, that's my boy, I think I respect his mind. I think everybody's experiences are different. Mm. You know, it depends on what artists he was looking up to and which ones he actually got a chance to actually be around. You know what I'm saying? That could change how you think about things. You know what I'm saying? So me, luckily, I was blessed enough to be around the ones who, when I seen it, I was like, okay, this is exactly what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though it got hard, you know what I'm saying? Like, see... I was like blessed enough to actually, when I was 18, I got to live with Chris. You know what I'm saying? So I got to actually, got to see the inside and got to see how, it was super dope because I'm like, wow, he edited all his videos. Like, you know what I'm saying? The only thing I would see is like, dang, like he don't get a lot of sleep. You feel me? And I realized now what, you know, when I started doing my thing and started doing my thing, I noticed like, wow, I'm not getting a lot of rest either. You dig what I'm saying? So I know the sacrifices of, or not being able to go to different places. Like, you know, like Da Vinci said, even not going for them places for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think more so when I got into the game and started being able to think for myself, you know, I had times where I would be doing things that I shouldn't have been doing, but it wasn't off the influence of no one else. You know what I'm saying? It was off of me. You know what I'm saying? Just want to be a rock star. You feel me? Like, and just... It's just living a life, you know what I'm saying? Or thinking I was living a life. And of course, like, when I grabbed a hold of myself and got closer to God and just started doing my thing again in that realm, I start seeing me grow bigger in what I wanted to be. You know, again, with Jesus Christ, I've always been a firm believer in Jesus Christ, you know what I'm saying, and doing all that. And like, I had my first number one this year, you know? So thank you, bro. So it's like, appreciate it, bro. So it's like, you know, I just think it's all about who gave you those experiences, what you got to see. Because if I was a young boy and I got to be around people, even if it was my idol, I would have been like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But luckily, I was able to be like, yes. You know what I'm saying? And it inspired me enough to be where I am now.
Now, speaking of hits, you just dropped another one with the Baby Maker album, bro.
Thank you, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I want to give you your flowers, brother. I'm definitely putting that on the Valentine's Day playlist, brother. That's one of the ones, man. So, like, you know, you got Woody on the track.
Yes, sir.
On the first one, man. Speak to how, like, that came about.
Well, big shout out to Woody, man. Woody, he'll real know. When I have a wine bar down here in Atlanta, he'll come to the wine bar and all that. So, us making music, it was super dope. Woody and my producer, Nash B, Woody would pull up to Nash B crib. Nash B crib, we just always go over there. Nash B produced BD and a bunch of my other records. Woody just pulled up, and I just peeped him and Nash just working, and I knew they was working on some records for me, you know what I mean? And they came up with Touchdown, you know, with the actual beat to Touchdown, not the record. The record was written by me and K Major. And I just remember Nash pulled up to the studio and he said, man, I got this beat. You know, usually producers come with more than one beat.
Yeah.
He came with one beat and he was like, man, this the beat. You feel me? I'm like, who made this beat? He's like, me and Woody. I'm like, what? Woody made that? That is hard. You feel me? And that's just, that's how it came about. And we laced it up, and it's the biggest track that's on a Baby Making album.
Nah, I love that, man. He literally was on the last episode, man, and spoke this into fruition, man. So I love to see him bringing that to life and being on the project,
man. Oh, yeah,
man.
Yeah,
nah,
big shout out to
Will, like man. I said, man, definitely got that on the V-List playlist, man. I'm curious, man, what's on y'all Valentine's Day playlist, man? Who you putting when you trying to set the vibe? Who you got on the Apple Music, the Spotify?
I be putting on some Brent.
Okay.
Hold on, because this is going to be y'all first Valentine's Day together, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet. So I need your playlist.
You better play that Jack Queez album, bro.
I'm playing that Baby Maker on blast.
Man, young Jay, you're not trying to have a kid. That's what it is.
Yeah, right. I gotta, you know. I don't want to put that.
Man, listen, go
get up into it. For yeah, real, put that music on.
This is a big deal, though. It's the first Valentine's Day, so like. What's gonna be the vibe, bro? Like, you gotta come
man,
correct.
You gotta come correct, out, bro. But listen, it ain't about spending a lot of money.
No. I'm not talking about spending money. When I say go all out, I'm talking about like the time that we spending together. Yeah. Where we going?
And you gotta do something fado.
Yeah, like I ain't never been able to really set up.
Yeah, you gotta do something fog. Like you gotta
take
her
somewhere out the country.
You ain't gotta do that. Like you feel me? That might cost too much. You feel me? Like you could just
shit.
If you want to not spend, you spend how you want to spend it. But I'm telling you, like by my experiences and Valentine's days and all this stuff, like throughout my years of 30 years of life, you feel me? As I got older, it's like make sure you do something that's like thoughtful, but like make sure you've been listening to like what she been talking about. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, make sure you've been, like, listening a little bit. Like, you know, so when you do something fire, she really like it instead of just, like, accepting it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I have it planned, like, kind of.
You still got time,
for. I got an idea on what I want.
You got 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months.
Two? You got, like, 2 months.
You got to come correct. A wise man once told me, don't set a vibe that you can't keep creating.
That's a fact.
So if you go all out this first time, black man... Just know you have set a precedent.
You got the country this time.
You got to go out.
You put it that way.
Yeah.
That way, shit.
You know what I mean? So if you come on level 10,
nah, everything gonna be thoughtful. It's just like
ain't nothing wrong with economy
and stuff. Like I'm not really looking to buy gifts and all that. Like that's cool. Yeah, I may give her some gifts and stuff, but that's not the point. Like the point is to spend time and have this Valentine's Day together.
Now she gonna want some gifts. Do not come empty handed.
I'm not gonna come empty handed. Obviously,
I'm telling you.
But I'm saying I'm not gonna go
y'all confusing,
all
bro.
On the gifts,
bro. Confusing. Nah, listen.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Y'all tell me you a nigga, lot of shit.
I ain't
right
gonna lie though.
Talk about your game, brother.
You got it. This your first one, and you y'all a TV couple, gang. So it's like you
kinda gotta go hard. Yeah.
Your expectations.
Bring it to a jacuzzi answer, you straight.
You need to take it on one of them Usher shows. I ain't gonna lie, Usher
hell
got good.
Nah, Usher ain't Usher's hell
gonna,
nah.
Usher's gonna put a cherry on my
Usher not getting close with a cherry, yeah, bro. God, she did go to an Usher concert, though. I told her, hey, stay in the stands.
DaVinci, any advice for him on the first one?
I see a cherry coming close, I'm there. I'm coming.
Nah, I would say, everything they just said, I second that for sure. But then I would just say, bro, just be true to yourself, man. At the end of the day, that's just a date, you know. Just express your love, regardless, and she gonna be fine. Whether you do something crazy,
don't be empty-handed. I'll get what the bitch is.
Bro, I'm not. Look, when I said I'm gonna get gifts, bro, I'm not gonna get. It's just not gonna be straight gifts.
Last question, man. I want to go around the room, man. What are you guys manifesting for this new year?
Shit,
you manifested a lot. You've been manifesting a lot. Last year, you manifested Cheez-Its. It came to fruition. Like you're doing
congrats
a lot of things, bro. So like, you know, congrats on what you're doing. I come to you first. What are you manifesting for this new year?
Shit, more life with my girl, more opportunities, and shit, the job's not done. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still got so many things that I want to achieve in life, and I'm going to achieve it. Like, that's what I'm going to push myself to do. I said I've been speaking things into existence this year, and I'm going to keep continuing doing it for next year. So that's what I'm looking forward to. But, you know, mainly just spending a new year with my girl, for real. Like, this shit crazy. Got a girl off a show.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen nothing like that.
That's dope.
I want the editor. We're gonna cut out how many times you said my girl. You smile every time. We making that a clip. I'm just letting you know that right now. You done said my girl about 100 times. I really love that for you, King. I love that. Hey, listen, we love to see it, black man.
You know,
we love to see it.
You know, shame in me, man.
Hey, I ain't there.
Yo,
you remind
me
of my boy Miles who played B. Mickey in the BMF. You just like him.
I can see that, bro. Real talk.
Yo, you just like him, bro. It's crazy.
It is, man.
You got the guys on there, too.
Yeah, I know. I'll be watching the show, man. That shit crazy.
Jacquees, man, what about you, man? Like, what's some things that you manifested for this year?
Of course, a great year with my son. you know what I'm saying, greater on my son, greater on my family as a whole. I want to win awards. You know, I want to win awards. I haven't won no awards in my career. I got platinum gold plaques and different things like that, platinum albums and stuff. But I want to win an award. So I think that's what I'm truly, truly working on this year. Winning an award and just dropping, like, some big hits. Like, of course, I make great, great music all the time, but I want to make, like, some world-changing hits. Like, some music that just, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that just, like, undeniable. I want to make some undeniable hits.
Like us.
Yeah.
Where it's played everywhere.
Some undeniable. I feel that, man. And really quickly, man, we was talking off camera. Yo, you've been doing this for over a decade. You only 30. Yo, do you consider yourself a legend?
Man, you know, if I say that, well, yeah, I actually do. You know what I'm saying? I just dropped a documentary.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's tough.
So, yeah, I actually would consider myself a living legend. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a young OG.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got so much more to do, though. It's just I want to drop a doc to just let everybody know how long I've been doing it. But to say legendary, yeah, I would think so because, you know, when people talk about me, you know, they got an era in their life that they all can go back to where I'm involved musically. You know what I'm saying? And it was some of the greatest moments of their life. Like, you know, like when Da Vinci, like, nah, bro, I remember being in college, like, I'm listening to Jacquees, like, boom. Yeah. Like, a lot of people, like, when you was like, bro, I remember in college, hold on, bro, I'm listening to Jacquees, like, boom. It's like, so, yeah, so it's like, that's what music is about. Like, I've always wanted to be a part of the experience. I've always wanted to make music where if you hear this song, you could think about this certain time in your life. You know what I'm saying? I think that's legendary.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I remember when I was young, a big thing that helped me along with my career and to keep going and things like that. I remember when I was young, Jody Breeze, he told me, he was like, man, a hit is not a song that's just on Billboard and just stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? He was like, bro, a hit is a song that everybody know. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, bet. I remember just listening to that when I was 15, and it just drove me, even though I got real hits that's, you know, hit Billboard and hit the top 10 charts, like, you know, different things like that. It's like, I make so much music and everyone knows it, so I always credit myself, like, nah, these hits too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when people come to my shows, they would only think, like, well, I only heard B.E.D. at the club and you and Your Piece or something like that for me.
Yeah.
But then when they come to my show, it's like, wow, I didn't know he had all these records. You know, when I first got with my girl, I remember she was like, man, I didn't know you had all these songs until she came on tour with me.
Yeah.
And then she saying, like, dang, like, I didn't know it'd be like this. She just thought it was just the ones that's up. So, you know, I feel like I'm legendary, man. I always, before I got on this level, I used to call myself an underground king.
Mm.
You know, before I even said I was a king of R&B or anything, like, when I was just making mixtapes and stuff, I used to always be like, man, I'm the underground king. Like, when I get to the real industry, like, I'm gonna be, like, the one.
Yeah.
You feel me? I used to always say that. So now that I'm here and I've been in this game for a long time, I just feel legendary. My grandma used to always tell me, like, man, when the older people like your stuff and the younger people like your stuff, you got something.
Yeah.
You're gonna be around forever. And I keep that with me too. So I just feel like Jacquees, I'm here to stay.
You're a part of the culture, bro. You know what I mean? So that's more important than an award, like accolades. You know what I mean? Like, you have been a part of our lives for over a decade.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So wear that crown, Heavy King. You know what I mean? Keep doing what you're doing, bro. We all love the music, bro.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing more baby making music.
You already know, man.
Y'all ready. Da Vinci, man, what you manifesting?
Yeah, and I honestly just want to say something else about Jacquees too. And what Brian said, just to give you your flowers, is like, just because you ain't winning no awards, bro, you still a king. Because you got to think of it, like, look at 50 Cent shows. His shows is putting up numbers, the same numbers on predominantly Caucasian networks, and none of his shows ever won anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But the popularity, like, the way we shaping the culture, is like, when I walk around, people really think I'm, like, BMF. They be like, yo, my fault, this, like, we don't got no problem. Like, and I'm like, they dead ass, and they telling me all their war stories with them, but it's just like, you still affected the culture so much that you are a legend. Like, in our most, like, influential years being manipulated and molded in life, it's like, it was your records. People was falling in love to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, the awards is nothing. That's rigged.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, the people, it's like, nah, that's, damn, you take people back to a certain time to where that can't be bought. You know what I'm saying? So that's crazy, bro.
Like, oh, boy. Thank you.
Wear that. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I got to segue to that, bro. Just real quick, man. 50 Cent has been able to build something phenomenal with his franchise.
Facts.
I call him like the New York version of like Tyler Perry up there and what he's doing, everything. Just speak to that legacy and like the whole Power franchise.
Nah, what 50 is doing is dope. He changed the television game. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of the projects, and the things that he faced
on the other side to where, you know, he's being told, no, they can't do certain things. This black face won't be received as well. I mean, power, I mean, even though I'm BMF, I ain't trying to talk about power right now, but power broke so many records, numbers-wise, and was, like, right up there with Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones, like, bro, that's like me dropping a song and now it's up there with Michael Jackson's. You know what I'm saying? Like, Game of Thrones broke records viewership-wise, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, and winning things, and that's what 50 is up against. Like, our ratings, BMF, we get 10 million views. We like, that's not happening no more on television. And he has a way of doing that, and he's genius, man. And he's making real millionaires, like, multi-millionaires. Like, he was getting paid, honestly, you know what I'm saying? He's helping the culture. I mean, that dude, he's a juggernaut. He's a juggernaut. I really salute and my respect to him, for real, for real. To answer the question, what I would want manifest in 2025, honestly, is a closer relationship with God and more discernment.
That's real, bro.
Just to guide my steps and order my steps according to his will. That's probably it.
I love that answer, man. I think for me, man, it's just understanding, putting away, like, any type of imposter syndrome and understanding, like, that I deserve everything I'm getting this year. I think a lot of times for me, it's like, you know, I'm like, you know, I let stuff roll off my sleeve, you know, real easy, right? So I'm constantly like, you know, maybe I should go this route, or maybe I should like do this to help appease people. And it's like, nah, bro, like I earned this shit. I deserve to be here. I'm gonna continue to be here. I thank you, everybody at BET, all our partners here, everybody behind the camera who have invested in this show, that believed us and believed in this vision. This is season two, bro. We started as a pilot. So to be even here, sit with y'all now where we got a full staff, we doing all this. You know, we getting people paid here. Like, just keep the lights on around here. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a big deal. So I think embracing that and understanding, like, stop operating as if a mindset of I gotta prove myself anymore. Yeah. That's what I wanna do for myself, with career-wise and just with my family. You know, when it comes to being a father, when it comes to being a boyfriend, when it comes to whatever I'm being, just understanding that I'm doing what I need to be doing, and there's no questions in that. You guys are obviously doing things without question. You guys are leaders and trailblazers in your community. You guys are leaders. What are you doing in Hollywood right now, bro? It's amazing to see. Like, I know 10 years from now, bro, you're already household name. I continue to see what you do moving forward. Cordell, for you to be 22 sitting here, bro, you're so pure, man. Like, don't ever let the entertainment industry steal that joy from you. Don't ever let the ups and downs of life and what goes on take that from you, bro, because it's beautiful to see. I saw your dad upstairs. He's back. He's back. Said, we got pops here, man. Like, that's beautiful, bro. Like, you got your dad on set with you, like. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we got this is a black man coming to say what you don't see that all the time, bro. It's so pure, man. I love that. Keep that. You know what I'm saying? Jacquees, bro, whatever you've been for the culture, bro. Bro, it's been over a decade. Like I said, man, we've been rocking with you since college. You've been making hits. You know what I'm saying? The king of runs, the ab libs.
Yeah.
You've been doing this, bro. Don't let, like, put to rest anything from Twitter, bro. Don't feed into any of that mess, bro. You are a legend in this culture. You've been doing this forever. I look forward to seeing how you continue to elevate your legendary status in the music game moving forward, man.
Thank you, bro. I really appreciate that. For real, for real.
Been listening to you. I ain't had no business listening to your music.
Yeah. I'm
like 12, 10.
Nah, man. I love that, bro. I love that, man. I'm really glad we were able to sit down together, man. This is what For the Fellas is about, man. It's about bringing black men from different walks of life together to have dialogue where we can educate each other and be there for each other, man, because this stuff not easy, bro. We're all dealing with things. We're all trying to navigate things, man. Congrats to everything what you got going on with the relationship, bro. We gave you big bro advice today, bro, but I know you're going to be just fine because I can look at you. You're well wise beyond your years.
Stay pure, though, bro.
Appreciate
real talk, though, bro. You 100. Like, you
bro,
feel me? It's funny, though, because I like to meet real ones in the game. Like, you too, D. Like, you feel me? Y'all 100, so it's cool. Like, you feel me? Like, yeah, this didn't even feel like the cameras were rolling.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing where we're all at a year from now, looking back on this episode, man. Saying. And I know everybody watching is going to gain something from this. Say that again?
We got to come back.
Hey, let's run it back. We run it back 2026. Yeah. I just look forward again to seeing what you guys are doing, man. I really can't thank y'all enough for being here.
Thank you, bro.
It's a blessing to be here.
Absolutely, man.
Having us here.
I know people watching home are going to feel this and feel this testimony, man. It's much needed for the culture. And again, bro, it's breathtaking to be here, man. It just feels good, man. So for anybody watching, know that we're fighting with you. We're swinging with you every day. This is a new year. So put whatever happened last year to rest and embark on this new year and be everything that you want to be.
And for all the dreamers out there, for all the fellas, you know, with dreams, I would say, man, listen, go get it. You know what I'm saying? Don't take no for an answer. It can happen. Sky's the limit. You know what I'm saying? Keep God first and put your best foot forward, and you can do it.
So my advice to give to someone, continue doing what you're doing. Like, if you got a goal, strive for it. Don't stop. It's not too late. You're not too old, you're not too young. Keep speaking it into existence, you know, pray, hope for the better, everything will work out. You know, you just gotta, it takes time, you know. It don't just happen overnight, but you know, if you trust the process, then, you know, it'll happen.
Going into 2025, anyone that's going through anything and dealing with anything, I would say trust in God. Develop a close relationship with Him and just understand that whatever you put your mind into, really do it. Because vision without execution is just hallucination. So if you really want to do something, just really do it.
It's your boy Cordell.
It's Da Vinci.
Hey, this is Jacquees, and you're watching For the Fellas on BET.
For the Fellas.
I used to watch this when I was young, like BET. Shit, be waking up, middle of the night, BET on. You watching For the Fellas.
Cool, and now give it to me one more time, just a little bit of a different way.
Oh, all right. It's Cordell. Nah, just let me stop.
Hey, Brian, I'm gonna pause you real quick, too, to hear that beeping.
Yeah, beeping.
What is that, like that's, fire alarm?
That's back that
fire
way.
Yeah. Oh, you know it's a black person's house.
That changed bad.
This is my house right now, too.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, is it a dish one?
Oh, shit.
Man. It might be coming from upstairs.
An alarm clock?
Where you from Texas?
Yeah. I'm from Houston.
I already knew.
Bro, how you tell?
Every time I say ho, it ain't even
saying it. Damn, I be saying that?
You just did. You like, hey, that bitch, that hoe in here, I'm
out. You hear that? Yeah. How you open this door?
It should just open. It's a refrigerator.
This thing is crazy.
I don't hear it no more.
Yeah, that's where it's coming from. Yo, you got a refrigerator.
It's coming from upstairs. Y'all hear that?
I got loud.
There we go. Yeah, teamwork, yeah.